Love to talk about the animals. We're talking, of course, about Lollipop Farm. How's it going, Ashley?
Hi, thank you for having me.
We have Ashley from Lollipop Farm here, and it's an exciting time because we're working our way up to the first Saturday in March, which is always the Tales of Hope Telethon. How many is this going to be?
We are on our 26th telethon, so this is an exciting time. Every year it just gets better and better. We're so excited for this year, and we're excited because we're going to be in a new place. So, all fun and exciting things.
Yeah, explain that a little bit.
We're really excited this year because we're going to be hosted at Hazleton Auto Mall on Marsh Road. They graciously offered to have us in their Toyota dealership space. And we're really hoping that we're going to be able to have vendors and have the public there this year. As you know, we were a closed set last year, and it just isn't the same without everybody coming out to show their support and to see the puppies that we'll have there. So we're just really excited Saturday, March 5th, to have everyone able to be together again.
Right, and it'll be on 13 WHAM TV and the CW, correct?
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. 13 WHAM will be on. Hosting us as well and broadcasting live.
Yep. So it's my chance to get on TV once a year, which is probably just enough. It's all I need. It's all I belong on TV as far as I go. All the radio guys are on radio for a reason. You know what I mean? So let's see. What else is going on? Tales of Hope Telethon is your biggest fundraiser. Last year we raised a lot of money. I know you guys do so much with that money. What's new at Lollipop? Anything new we can tell people about that's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Every year, Lollipop Farm, I'm just always amazed by how the community comes together to create amazing things for the animals. And right now, it's just an incredible time. Even in the 6 years that I've been here, there's just been extraordinary changes. Right now, our save rate is at a 92.8%, which is just above the national high standard. And it's just such an exciting thing to be a part of. And it's all possible because the community rallies around us.
Well, yeah. I mean, when your save rate is over 90%, people got to know you're doing the right things with these funds.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really speaks to going above and beyond and going that extra mile for each individual pet. We talk about the save rate and it feels like this big overarching number, but it's really just a reflection of all of the care that goes into every pet and making sure that they're able to, put their best paw forward and get the care veterinary services that they need. I just recently learned that last year, our clinic did 8,500 surgeries, which is just an extraordinary number to me.
Wow. In 365 days, it did 8,000 surgeries.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not just the pets in our shelter, although they provide, orthopedic surgeries. They even eye surgeries and mass removals. But also they provide low-cost spay neuter for people in our community who can't afford that service and helping people to provide for their own pets. So it's just amazing work that they're able to do for the whole community.
The Tales of Hope Telethon, it really is encompassing with a bunch of different tales of hope. In other words, little stories about certain animals come in for whatever reason, and you see a lot of times surgery is involved with rescuing these pets.
Yeah, absolutely. It's easy to see the surgeries and that veterinary care, but there's also care that happens on an emotional level for a lot of these pets. Some of these pets, they come in with trauma or, we don't know what their life was like before they get to Lollipop Farm, and our behavior staff does an incredible job helping them through that. We have one story that we're going to be telling on Telethon about a little dog named Trevor. And when we first saw Trevor and when we first met him, he wouldn't even let us get him out of his kennel. And now this little dog just loves his people and loves to get belly rubs. And it's just amazing to see that type of transformation.
It's really cool. And they are truly tales of hope. Recently, now I'm trying to think how far back this was, because I know part of the pandemic, right? At one time, people were staying home, so they were adopting like crazy, right?
And
I
mean,
right.
Yeah.
So then recently though, you guys put out the message that you were like full to the brim, right?
Yeah, you know. So a lot of being full, it's really more of a capacity for care, right?
Right.
So it's very dependent on who's here at the shelter. You know, we have done a lot of work to help people keep their pets in their home, and then also to help people rehome their pets and help them bypass the shelter. You know, if that pet is somebody that's easily placed, helping them to get resources to help keep their pet out of the shelter. And that means that some of our pets here may need extra space, or they may need space away from other animals, and they may need a little bit of extra support from us. And so, you know, we were full. Our capacity was over what we wanted to be able to provide, that highest quality care, right?
It means you weren't stacking dogs.
The community stepped up, and we were able to get pets adopted.
That's wonderful. That's great. So you weren't stacking dogs up.
Absolutely not. No.
No. It wasn't a space issue.
Yeah,
it was all about the care. And that's one of the things that people might not know about that Lollipop can help with, because sometimes people do give up pets just because of behavioral problems and stuff like that. You guys can help, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have our pet peeve line. You can go online and ask us. We have our volunteers are well-trained in those types of issues. But also, give us a call if you are thinking about, you know, I don't know if I can make this work anymore. Our teams are more than happy to help provide you with resources and help you to keep that pet that you love in your home.
Also, it's been a really, really cold winter. And if somebody sees something like a dog on a chain outside, who should they call?
Yeah, absolutely. So Lollipop Farm has the SPCA designation. We have jurisdiction in Monroe, Orleans, Genesee, and Livingston counties. And that means that you can give us a call, and our investigators will go out and look into the situation. They'll investigate and make sure that, you know, that pet is not in danger. Or if that pet is in danger, or if there has been cruelty, they can make that arrest. So you can give us a call at 585-223-6500, and our investigators will be able to go into looking into that situation. Last year, they actually seized over 200 animals, and we were able to help those pets, you know, have a better quality of life.
Yeah, it's I see stories every once in a while on social media and in other places, and people are complaining about neighbors' dogs that are, you know, chained outside, and I'm like, really? How can you do that? You know, it's just, I don't get it.
It's unfortunate and it's so sad. You know, but a lot of times our investigators are able to go out there and, you know, talk to the people and, you know, get a little bit more insight and provide them with a little bit more information. So hopefully we can turn those stories around.
You talked about the rate of adoption, the save rate. I think that's what you call it, right? It's 92, mm-hmm. 92 point something?
92.8, yeah.
92, so 93. Let's say 93, okay? It's where I work. How many adoptions does that turn out to be in numbers-wise in, like, 2021?
Yeah, so last year, over 3,800 shelter pets were able to find their second chance, almost 200 farmyard friends, and we had about 10 horse friends that were able to be adopted into new families. Some, you know, are returned to their original caretakers, so we have a lost and found program, Lollipop Spotters, that is an incredible resource to our community that help people reconnect with a pet that may be lost. Or maybe been found somewhere else in the community. So getting pets home. And then, you know, we work with other partners as well. When there is a specialty case or things like that, we may transfer to to another rescue that's able to provide a little bit more of a specialized care.
I love sharing the spotters whenever I see them. And if it's definitely something.
That's how we get them home.
That's it. That's the way to do it. What else do we need to know? I get the emails. Of course, I sent them for your emails. And peculiar parties?
Petacular.
Yeah. Petacular. That's what it is. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm an idiot. All right. I get it now. So what's that all about?
A wonderful humane education program, and they do everything from birthday parties to scouting programs. But, you know, they also do work with adults as well. So we have pet first aid and CPR, which, you know, right now our community is trying to figure out and navigate how to provide for their pets in emergency situations.
Mm-hmm.
Since we don't have a 24-hour emergency clinic at this time. So that's a wonderful resource that's available to people right now. But also we have a program called Animal Crimes Intervention Program, where our educators and work with people that, you know, helping to ensure and prevent animal cruelty.
Yeah.
So they work on a whole range of topics, from things that are as fun as a birthday party to, you know, helping to ensure the safety of pets in the future.
That's cool. Also, I skipped over one thing, too. Was you said you adopted out over 200 barnyard pets?
Yeah, our farmyard friends, almost 200. Between goats, sheep, pigs. There's all sorts of friends here at Lollipop Farm. We really do take that farm name to heart. And we have horses as well. And they are, you know, some of the most lovely pets. I believe right now we have over 30 pigs in our care.
Oh.
But, you know, we just love them.
Tell them about the miniature pig is a myth, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah, the teacup pig, you know. Everyone believes that there's this little pig out there that, you know, will stay under 50 pounds and be a great apartment pet. And, you know, it's not true. Pigs, they need their space. But also, a lot of times those pigs end up getting underfed and malnourished because of misinformation that's out there in the media and amongst breeders. And these poor pigs, you know, they have abnormalities, there's behavior issues, and so we end up getting a lot of them as they grow into their full size.
And they do grow.
Sure they do.
So these...
You know, another thing that I have to mention, I really want, it's something that's near and dear to our hearts right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out there struggling, and we want to make sure that everyone knows that we do have a pet pantry out here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we provide food for families that may be temporarily struggling, whether it is because of a loss of a job or, you know, you've just fallen on hard times. Reach out to us. I know that there is a lot of people that maybe are having some harder times, so we want to help you keep your pet in your home.
Yeah, don't let that be that's great. That's love. I don't know if I've ever knew that you guys were able to do that. That's great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program.
All I know is my wife keeps seeing all the little baby goats on Instagram, and she wants a goat.
Oh, they're
you know, the
super
ones,
cute.
The ones that little hop around and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, little pygmy goats. We had a couple of those here couple of years back.
Don't tell Tammy. Don't tell Tammy, whatever you do.
Next time, I'll keep my eye out.
Yeah, okay. All right, Ashley. Ashley Zay from Lollipop Farm. Lollipop.org, get all the information if you want to volunteer, if you want to help. And obviously, hopefully you'll watch me and Doug and everybody on TV. Tales of Hope Telethon, Saturday, March 5th, live from Hazleton Auto Mall and the Toyota store. So people can stop by, right?
Hopefully. We have our fingers crossed that everything will stay as it, like, continue to drop, and that we'll be able to have people there.
And that runs 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. On 13 WHAM and the CW, the Tales of Hope Telethon every year. Very, very proud to be a part of that. And Ashley?
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Go pet every dog for me, Okay, right
Will
now.
Will do. All right. Snuggles today.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.